USA Radio News with Wendy King.
GOP lawmakers are saying that relief should be targeted as President Biden moves forward with a coronavirus relief bill worth nearly $2 trillion. The package includes direct payments of $1,400 to millions of Americans. Republicans pitched a much smaller proposal that was rejected by the White House. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi spoke on Fox.
And it really seemed like the president's team, the White House staff, dug in and were adamant in saying, no, it's our way or the highway.
President Biden was asked if the proposal to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour would be included in the stimulus package.
That's not going to occur because of the rules of the United States Senate.
He told CBS News he would pursue that in a separate bill. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.